Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Kip Stube, and this is Live Talk.
And I'm Marvelous Nhlanhla, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19 and the Olympic Games and other issues.
And according to the Ministry of Health, 34 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday, and 1,006 tested positive for coronavirus. This brings the total number of people who have died of COVID-19 since March last year to 2,622. There are currently 27,544 active COVID-19 cases in the country.
The ministry also reports that 1,149,379 people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, while 641,144 have received their second dose.
And as Zimbabwe has recorded almost 48,000 cases of COVID-19 and nearly 28,000 recoveries since March last year.
In other news, the trial of former South African President Jacob Zuma resumed today for deadlines linked to his imprisonment in a separate case. Zuma, who appeared virtually, faces multiple counts of corruption, fraud, and racketeering related to a 1999 arms deal.
And in sports news, Olympic Games, a United States gymnast has tested positive for the coronavirus amid fears of an outbreak of coronavirus in Japan, hosting the Tokyo 2020 Olympics Summer Games.
Ebambe zvulwanda balinjani lapho kona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esiyeneyo. Ye, namhlanje ke ulive talk sixoxa ngeCOVID-19. Lokunye okwenzakala emhlabeni onke jikelele okugoqela ama Olympic Games kunjalo lodaba lukamnumzana Jacob Zuma lokunye. Siyabona ukuthi ke eZimbabwe COVID-19 idla ubhedu kulabantu abayi 34 ababulewe umkhuhlane lo izolo kule Zimbabwe. Kodwa abayi 1006 bathestwa batholakala bele coronavirus. Kusho ukuthi ke eZimbabwe sokubhubhe abantu abayi 2622 kusukela ngombimbitho onyakenye. Kusho ukuthi ke abantu abayi 27,544 abantu okuthiwa ke bale COVID 19 okwamanje. Lokhu ke kubikwa lohlangothi lwezempilakahle. Uhlangothi lolu lubika njalo ukuthi kulabantu 1,149,379 asebejovwe okokuqala ijekiseni yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19, kuthi asebejovwe okwesibili baye 641,154. Okanye angazani-ke kuyajova kakhulu. Ngombimbitho nyakenye, kulabantu abedlula 48,000 asebathola batholakala bele COVID-19. Kuthi abayi 28,000 ngabantu asebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo. Sijike kancane sefika kwele South Africa. Kukhanya ngazani ke icala elikamnumzana Jacob Zuma. Ngathi leli alethesiwayo liqale lamuhla. Leli lokhu licala elingahambelani lalokhu akuvalelwe entilongweni. Singathi ke xa sikhangela kuya phambili, kukhanya ngazani ke ulamacala okuthi ke wazuza imali ngudlu ngo-1999. Kuze kuthengiswe izikhali. Izikhali lezi zathengiselwa kwele France, kodwa ke kukhanya kule zandla eziningi ezazikhona khonapho phakathi. Kuzobuya ke kuma-Olympic Games, kukhanya ngazani ke kulo munye ke owenza i-gymnastics owakwele Melika ofumanwe ele COVID-19. So singathi ke khona ngale Japan i-COVID-19 idla ke ubhedu. Siyabona ukuthi ke abantu babegijima, abanye besenza imidlalo etshiyeneyo, kodwa kungela bantu abababukeleyo. So kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Aiwa, kune vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi paLive Talk tange tiri kutarisa pamusoro pedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19. Tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika pakubayiwa kwenhomba dzeCOVID-19. Tozotarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munyaya dzezvemitambo zviri kubuda kumaOlympics uko. Uyezve zviri kuitika muSouth Africa umo yatingatiye kutongwa kwevaimbova mutungamiri wenyika yeSouth Africa. Eva Jacob Zuma kwatanga nhasi panyaya yavari kupomerwa nyaya yehuori. Pari zvino bazi rezveutano rinoti iro pane vanhu 34 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 nezuro muZimbabwe. Uyezve pane vanhu 1006 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa vane denda iri recovid-19. Tozotaura kutarisawo vanhu vashaya kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 kubva denda iri ratsanga. muna March gore rapfuura parizvino pane 2622 tichiwanikwa tichirangarira zvakare mumwe mutori wedu wenhau wepano pa7 Sandra Nyaira uyo akashayikawo kubva kudenda iri COVID-19 akaradzikwa aiswe mugovera parizvino pane vanhu 23544 vari kuwanikwa ivo vakabatwa nedenda iri COVID-19 kubva tsanga kwatiri kutarisa kuti muna March gore rapfuura tinotarisa zvakare kuti bazi rezveutano rinozivisa zvakare kuti pane vanhu 1,149,000 vachidaudzira vawanikwa vachibayiwa ivo nhomba yecovid-19 yekutanga kwozouyawo 641,000 vachidaudzira vawanikwa ivo vachitora nhomba dzese dziri dziviri dzecovid-19 totarisa kuti munyika yezimbabwe parizvino yawanikwa iyo ine vanhu 48,000 vawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 kubva denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura kwozouyawo vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri vakarikunda vanosvika ivo pa 28,000 parizvino totarisa zvakare kuti zvimwe zvatange tiri kutarisa ndo zvatavabvira kunge tichi kuudzai kuti zvava Jacob Zuma uyezve nezviri kuitika kumitambo yemaolympics kutokyo achange achitanga mumavhiki anotevera saka tichange tiine nyanzvi uyezve tiine mumwe mutori wenhau ari ikoko kutokyo achitipa kuti kwakamira sei parizvino takatarisa denda iri recovid-19.
Yes, marvelous. And we are receiving a report that 60 nurses and doctors have actually tested positive for COVID-19 at Mpilo Hospital. So this is according to the Chronicle newspaper. So now we are lucky that Ezra Chisaspanda managed to talk to the Mpilo acting chief executive, Professor Solwa Ngwenya. So let's hear what he said about this issue.
Professor Solwa Ngwenya. Ngwenya, get this pretty bit of the other one to come in.
I have to have a lot of tests. I want to buy a contact. I want to have a coronavirus. You want one of the present is pretty pretty bad and 11 buckets. My wife knows what test. So if I think about what he got, whatever test, I'm a patient. I want to watch the band is Gavanya.
Abantu zule ngamba ngatanga machine ungatshela abantu nje ngomkhulu lapha kobula ukuthi abantu baye machine nje ngapha.
Yeah, abantu bese baye machine base zule wabo kuna ngathi. Se line ukuthi bengayizi siminyeminye ngathi bezenze siminyeminye njalo babe nenompola umkhuhlane. Yipho kungcono umuntu ayesondele lapha ayini bese duze kulaye. Ekhangela ukuthi akula line endi asathi ukuthi.
Eh, wena waqongqosela ngomkhuhlane lo omnyako ophelele. Waqongqosela wathi umkhuhlane lo ukhona uzabuya uzaba nabo third wave, abantu bezothola uzaba ne second wave, bazabe bakubhilile. Manje ukathesi njona ke sokukhanya ukuthi wawukhona uqiniso. Uthini ngento ezintsha?
Ah, ngithi abantu kumele umkhuhlane lo bawuhlonitshesile ngoba ngumkhuhlane omubi kakhulu, njalo ngumkhuhlane ozadiliza imphefumulo eminingi ma singazange sananzelele. Kumele silandele khona lokho okukhulunywa yi-WHO ukuthi abantu baziphathe njani ngoba nxa abantu bengalandeli lo okukhulunywayo umkhuhlane lo uyamemetheka njengoba kathe sesibona ukuthi sokuthiwa sokulama-new variant la asekhona la ama-new variant akhanya anamathela masinya njalo senamathela konke labantwana labadala esiya phambili ikubona ukuthi abantu kathe sesini nxa singaziphathanga kuhle abantu abaningi bazashabalala emhlabeni.
kulezi nsuku sizwa ama report amaningi kunye abantu abafaya abaningi kambe abantu ngaphandle kwakhona kukhona abangazilondoloza kwakho ngaphandle kwethu bahlatshwe
hayi bo akaningi ukuthi umkhuhlane lona vele uyalandela lapho kulabantu abaningi khona lapho kulesiminyeminye khona lapho otholakala khona njalo abantu lapha ngiyabona abantu ama-face mask la uyathola umuntu efake i-face mask lengalapho emsinjeni la kavali imlomo kavali amakhala uzibuza ukuthi kathi fo umuntu lo ugqokelani i-face mask khona lokuyana i-face mask kababili kunjela ugqokile lami ugqokile umkhuhlane ukuthi usuke kimi ufika kuwe ngusuka kuwe ufika kimi kuyayenza ukuthi hhayi umkhuhlane ungaze wamemetheka yikho siyacela abantu ukuthi baziphathe lo mkhuhlane ofuna umuntu oziphathayo njalo uyageza izandla sengaze basihamba kathi sokuningi kakhulu abantu uyathe umuntu efile bagijima khonaphana besiyabamba umuntu lana xa igula gijime bonke besiyabamba umuntu yabona bebuya lapha ecasualt bebuya bengu-10 bethwala umuntu oyi-1 umuntu lana nxa elawo umkhuhlane uyathi esifa ethiye ephefumulele labana abantu labana abantu sebehamba besuka lapho sebesiyabuthana endlini enseni bebiza abantu dakala abantu sibasebethelela abanye abantu labana ababuya enseni yikho sisithi kathi sizimva lezi hhayi kumele sinanzelele esibini ngoba singathela kuvike zayo abantu labana abahambisyaniyo yibo abantu asebethi sonke siyaphambili abantu asikhalelanini emafonini sikhalelanini kuma-WhatsApp sikhulumisana ukuhambe kuphele isihlobo lanxa usuyabeka umuntu emangcwabeni kungaze kwakuhanjwa mina ngibona inamba le yamashumi amathathu la ngibona ingani lokhu emaningi kakhulu kuhambe abantu abalutshwana abantu abaichumi nje kuphela abantu abasiklosiklosi ama-relatives kube yibo ababeka ungwenya hhayi khona ukuthi kubuye inkalakatha zabantu ezimangalisayo zabe zisiyani nomfoni umkhuhlane
Ayi Dr. Ngwenya siyabonga kakhulu ke lo msebenzi wakho omkhulu kangaka athi sinona ke ungumuntu onto engawuhlele ofisini kodwa ukhona ukhangela abantu kunzima lapha siyabonga kakhulu Ngwenya
So marvelous that is the professor Solo Ngwenya of Mpilo Hospital is the acting chief superintendent so all what we are saying is that you know this COVID-19 is spreading like wildfire so he said there were so many people that were at Mpilo today trying to get their first and second doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. And he was saying that apparently there are some nurses who are also queuing, you know, for vaccinations. Remember, they were the first people to be called for these vaccinations, but some of them were very skeptical about taking the vaccines. And he says the Delta variant is really causing havoc and is very, very dangerous. And it spreads mostly, you know, in places where there is a lot of crowding. And he also noted that there are doctors and nurses at Mpilo Hospital who have actually contracted COVID-19. So he says the reason is, you know, these people live among communities, so they are susceptible to this COVID-19. And he said that, you know, there are a large number of people that are currently admitted at Mpilo Hospital, and these people are, you know, afflicted with COVID-19. And he mentioned a lot of other things concerning, you know, workers, how they should behave, and generally how members of the public are expected to behave. And he says people should wear masks in a very proper way. Instead of, you know, wearing the masks below their nose and all those kind of things, they should wear them properly and always wash hands. And then he mentioned something that maybe many African people won't understand about funerals and how to take care of a person who is having COVID-19. So he says,
what did he say about that?
It is actually shocking to see people, 10 people ferrying one body or ferrying a sick person to Mpilo Hospital while they are 10. So meaning that that person with COVID is going to infect those 10. Mm-hmm. Those 10 are going to infect 10 others. And so when that person dies, they will take the body and then they will spread that COVID-19 during the funerals. So meaning that this funeral business should end. He says people must use WhatsApps, people must use phones, you know, instead of crowding at funerals. You know, he doesn't believe even the 30 plus number that is being touted by the government. He says it's too much, you know, it should be reduced. So many few people should go for funerals.
Apo tanga chikunzwa zvanga zvikutaurwa izvo nevamwe chiremba vakubulawayo vanga vari kutaura ivo vachitaura kuti chiri kunyanyonetsa mazuva ano inyaya yekuti kune variant itsva iriko yedelta variant iyo inopararira nenguva shoma asi vari kutaura ivo Dr. Ngwenya kuti zvakakosha kuti vanhu vasarambe vachiwanikwa ivo vachiwedzera nyaya yekuti kana pashaika munhu wowanikwa ivo vachienda vachinoungana uyezve kuti kana munhu anzi iye haasi kunzwa zvakanaka regai kuwanda mudzimotokari muchienda kunoperekedza munhu ari kurwara nekuti munee musingazive kuti munhu iyeye ane chirwere chipi kana aine chirwere checovid-19 anogona kuparadzira chirwere ichi kune vamwewo vanenge vachiita havo murudo asi zvinozovakuwadza mune ramangwana vataura zvakare Dr. Ngwenya kuti pari zvino vanhu vakawanda vari kuwanikwa vachibuda vachienda kunomirira kuti vabayire nhomba yecovid-19 vakataura kuti kumupine hospital ikoko vazhinji zvakare vanosanganisira vana mukoti vari kuwanikwa vachidawo kuti vabayiwe nhomba iyi nekuti vakuona kuti zvakakosha kuti munhu ange akabayiwa nhomba iyi kuti awanikwe iye achirwisa denda rechirwere checovid-19 vataura zvakare vachiti ivo vanhu ngavapfeke mamaski nemazvo kwete kuti kana wakapfeka maski unenge wakaisa apo asi unofanira kuvhara mhino nemuromo kuitira kuti kana uri pane vanhu hauwanikwe iwewo uchifema mweya uya uya unenge uchibuda kubvawo kune vamwe vanhu saka ndokutaura kwavari kuita kuti zvakakosha kuti vanhu vawanikwe ivo vachiwanikwa vachikoshesa kupfeka mamaski nemazvo kwete kuti vawanikwe ivo vachipfekwa mamaski sezvatinoona zvinenge zvakaita vanhu kuti vanomirira kuti kana vakuzosvika kune mapurisa ndopavanowanikwa ivo vachivhara mhino dzavo nemiromo asi kana panguva iyoyo vasiri pane mapurisa vanenge vakadzisa maski yavo pasi saka vati zvakakosha kuti uyezve kana muine murwere ane covid-19 edzai kuti muwanikwe muchiri muisa kure nevamwe kuitira kuti denda iri risawanikwe iro richipararira mumhuri nekuti vari kuti denda iri redelta variant rauya munyika uyezve rakapfunya chisero tinoona mazuva apfuura vazhinji vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda irori takaonawo zvemumwe aive ari mutori wedu wenhau ipo pano Sandra Nyaira akabatwa nedenda recovid-19 akatoradzikwa nemusi wemugovera kuwarren hill saka ndo zvimwe zviri kuitika uyezve Dr. Ngwenya vanga vakati panguva ino vanhu please musawande kundufu shandisai dandemutande sewhatsapp semazoom nezvimwewo kuitira kuti pasave nekuwanikwa ivo vanhu vachifema mweya umwe chete gibs
Yes, we also had some people that talked to Ezra Chizaspanda in Bulawayo during our show, Zimbabwe Today, as Pokwani. You know, some people are actually aware of what is going on, and some are taking even their families for vaccinations. So this is one family that went for vaccinations today. Let's hear what they said, you know, when they talked to Ezra Chizaspanda.
Hello, Sisi. When are they not? Ake sitshele na bekunjani selihlatshiwe ibingiyakuqala le bekunjani kodwa kutshele labantu abanye abalayela ezindlini so that laba bakwazi ukuthi hayi akula nto embi ngapho
hayi nasihlatshiwe sibile vele kangizaluthotha izinto ezokusetha yapho nakayibuhlungu uyezwathi ukuthi nxa ivele ingena enyameni yesule into engena kodwa
ayikayibuhlungu ngiyakuqala le okwenza ukuthi lihlatshe lapho kususesaba lawo mafa
mina kwenza ukuthi ngihlatshwe ukuthi anti kuyamenyeza ukuthi sihlabe sivikele umkhuhlane nalo khona kulezi nsuku kodwa hhayi ngihlatshiwe sikothi ijekiseni nayo ayibuhlungu
ayibuhlungu wena ule mnyama ngeke
23
ngisuhlatshwe lawa bavumile ukuthi abancane bahlatshwe so kathethi kuhlatshwa wonke umuntu nxa ukhangele mama
ngaphandle kwaba 18 kusaphansi hayi kaba 18 kusaphezulu hayi bayahlatshwa bonke
lapha senabuye liyisihlobo la lowo mntana
lowo
mnawakho lowo mntanakho so kuhle kwathi lapha ndithatha bonke abantu andishiymu awusebenzile kakhulu abantu baphelile lapha sisuke empilo kathesi into engiyibona empilo abantu esibhedlela bangivumeti ngiyibona nto alele laphana kwesabeke don't prove injalo i-matter day injalo i-UBH injalo kambe ngabe kuyini konke lokho
yiyo i-corona naye hayi khathesi abantu bayagula hayi bayagula
abantu bayagula kambe abantu kathesi sebeyithatha serious niko sebegcwala imizila sebezohlala
khathesi bethukile abantu ngoba abantu bagulile khathesi abantu bethukile sibile bethukile kakhulu
bethukile kakhulu wena nawe ubethukile mama
ye hayi
kodwa uzwa azangigule wena azanguyizwa ukhona kwayigula phakathi wena
hayi ubabi lo muntu osegolile.
So lethe ingcono lezivikele kuphela.
Ubabi lo mkhuhlane. Ngoba kuyezi ukuyacanga umkhuhlane ukhona lo. Abanye bayaphikisa ukuthi umkhuhlane ukhona kodwa hayona ukhona sini. Asikuthi ngamanga ukhona umkhuhlane lo.
Akubatsheli la usakhulayo phela abaningi isayizi yakho azibelieve ukuthi ukhona. Yezo mama bakhula umuntu ukhona.
Yona ukhona. So sizivikele sigqoka amamaski sisanitize.
Akutsho futhi mama ukulaya abantu ngoba emakhaya njengoba sibona abaningi bayathatha abaningi lokhu bedonda bonothini.
Hayi ngicela ukuthi bakhuthaza bahlabe sibavikele umkhuhlane lo ngoba umkhuhlane lo uqinise ukhona njalo uyabulala. Nxa uyabungakazi ubona umuntu ogulileyo ungahlikaza kodwa nxa sekuba bona umuntu ogulileyo umkhuhlane lo ukhona njalo uyabulala njalo ubuhlungu kabili. Asibuyeni sizohlaba abantu bakanti sivikeleni le mkhuhlane.
Uzwa hayi siyabonga bomama hayi amazwi amahle kakhulu ukhuthaza abanye siyabonga.
So, mama, let's say that's a mother with two daughters and a sister. You know, she said, I'm going to take you all to the vaccination center. So, let's say, you know, many people are experiencing a lot of pain, you know, because COVID is not so good. She says COVID is very brutal. At the end of the day, she decided to take her children and then her sister to a vaccination center. And she was saying, you know, it's not a painful injection. Is something that you can feel, yes, there's something going into your body, but she's very grateful that she managed to take some relatives for vaccinations.
Very commendable there indeed. Kutanga tukona, ime muria wani kwa iyo ichienda kumabaye wa numba, ye COVID-19, kubulawa yu amai neemu ana wabo na mama wabo, za shitaura ivo kutini. Kutivaru kuona kutini genda ili, kanarabata vanduruku kwaza, yeshokai pisa sakavati hivyo jirinani kuti hivyo nyemuri yavo vaende kunobai wanumba ye COVID-19 kutuka gara waka jizili vila kana kutuka shu kati kwa narodenda hivyo arisu kwanza kuwa wizira pasi.
So now I think we are joined by our first guest and that is Atwell Manyangabana. He works for the Olympic Services. Welcome to the show, sir.
Oh, thank you very
and
much.
COVID, that side is causing havoc, right, at the Olympics. So give us your rundown because we have heard that a USA gymnast has actually contracted COVID-19 and the Olympic spectators and all those kind of things. Just briefly.
In a way, yes, in terms of the organizers, yes, it was COVID. We cannot participate in the games because of the conduct. But overall, I also think that the government of Japan has managed to through the Olympic Service as well. They've managed to do the best that they can to make sure that there's no. Because remember, there are people coming from different sectors of the world. So I also try the best to make sure that there is a thorough monitoring and a thorough screening of the people coming into the country.
And generally we see that, you know, there won't be any spectators because of COVID. And how serious is this COVID issue in terms of the Olympic villages and all those places where there are athletes?
I wouldn't want to call it serious. I think the seriousness comes in with the fact that when you are an athlete, obviously when you test positive, because of the contact, it's a contact, the sport is contact, basically. I think that way it becomes very serious because other contestants, obviously, they would not want to be involved in that. But in terms of the situation as a country, like I'm saying, I think they've managed to do the best they can to allow people from different countries to come into the country. With federal measure to make sure that there will not be a big outbreak, per se.
Marvelous.
Yes.
Take us through your own screening. How thorough was it when you actually got to Japan to be able to cover these Olympics?
It was quite thorough. From your country, you have to... the other countries, actually, I was lucky in terms of where I was coming from South Africa. If you're coming from other countries, you were going to test for the for 7 days every day prior to leaving your country. But in South Africa,
I only tested twice, 96 hours before and 72 hours before. And then upon testing negative, I had to get a certificate from my doctor to certify that I'm negative. And then also I got vaccinated before I left the country. And also they would you'd use it to upload the documents, like the certificate and also the results. And apart from those apps, there's also another app that helps to track and to warn in case there is a positive case known, a positive case around you or in the midst of you. It gives you a warning that the area has got somebody who is positive. So at least you can walk away in case you're in such an area.
Saka mamboti sana nguro kuti kuJapan kwa muruko segadziriro yeOlympics 2021 Paris zvino zviri kufamba sei panyaya yedenda iri COVID-19?
Paris zvino semanzwira muri kuita munhau vatambi vakusvika nyika dzakawanda dzakusvika dzichibva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana. Saka manzwira etiri kuitawo wakawanda. Not wakawanda, but pane papo kune vari kuonekwa vaina chirwere ichocho cheCOVID. Asi tega ndingoti izvona mukuongorora kwaunoita kunoku kwakati simbei kunoita kuti vakwanise kubata vanenge vaine chirwere ichocho paine nguva. Pane kuzoita zvokuzoziona nguva yapera. Saka ndingoti kunyika iri kunoku nema veOlympic vanorongwa wacho vakaita zvakati wandei zvinoita kuti vanhu vakwanise kuongororwa sazvautachiona usati hwaenderera mberi. Ndingangoti ndozvinhu ndinoona zvavakagona izvi kuti vanotsvaka kuzvibata zvinhu zvasazvaenderera mberi pane kuzoona paita yatinonzi pachirungu outbreak, which might be too late.
Tinoona kuti nyika yeAmerica yanga iri kuzivisa kuti pane mumwe mutambi abatwa iye ane COVID-19. Zvichinge zvakadai zvaitika, imi munotaurirwa here kana kuti zviri kungoitika kuvatambi?
Zviri kunyanyoitika kuvatambi kazhinji kacho, nekuti magarira atinoita ndeyekuti isusu hatisangani nevatambi, tinozongosangana navo pabasa. Asi vatambi vane kwavanogarawo vari vega ikoko kuvatambi ikoko. Tinozongozvinzwawo semanzwire mune muchiita kuti ndozvaitika. Isusuwo kwetinogarawo tinenge tino vatinoshanda navo, saka tinotestawo every 4 days. Saka kutorinawo dzimwe dzine idzi zvinenge zvichingoitikwa kuno kwatiri tichingonzi musakangana kuti chirwere chiriko, musakangana kugeza maoko, musakangana kusanitaiza, musakangana kurama muchichengetedza kunyange igeti rinotaurwa riye 1.52 meters. Saka izvozvo tinozvinzwa, asi manzwira atinongoitawo zvakafanana nemanzwira amunongoitawo ikoko.
Aiwa, tinoti
thank you very much and stay on the line. So Marvelous, we've got some other people that Ezra Chisaspanda talked to, and one of them is a young man who had gone for his first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Here he comes.
Bongani lapha ngibona ke uphuma lapha eclinic uvela nga
ivela sathu
sohlala ukuxoxele ngokuthi wena kuyini okwenza ukuthi uzohlatshwa. Siyabona sethu umuntu omutsha, akujala ngibona abatsha kakhulu ezohlatshwa.
Ngibona uqakathekile ukuthi othing izohlatshwa kwenzela ukuthi ngikwanise ukuzivikela emkhuhlaneni wona lowo osedumbile.
Uzibuyele wedwa kula muntu othebuye?
Ngizibuyele ngedwa.
Ekufikeni wakho ufike isikhathi banda sizathi imizila le imide njengoba siyibona imide kangaka?
Ngifika ngabo laba ngifika ngabo 10.
So uthatha ama-hours uleli? So bathe bekufika wafika ufike wenzani ukutshela abanye ukuthi bangayesaba basemagaba ufike wenzeni la?
Lapha yikufika kolayina ngizokuphela then ngalayina besebenza ukutaba. So ngafika phansi lokutaba, so nikwa nekhadi lapho.
Kutuphendule ngoba kusenda la.
But after 1 month.
After 1 month. Okay. So that is a band lava corner. Now who can open it? Gula is to touch.
Aye, I will let you go.
Ungatla to muska to ngaran meleti.
When about 10 minutes.
Okay. Then usu pi cut lava swam. Uza pin lava food. Usha langa bila.
Utali sawa.
So uzo kato wewe tro pinu usha. Chala la malai maati.
Aye, madogi sini. Vile kwa malai maati. So ngabe town ngoma ngoma.
Oni muli yako sasa kwenye.
Yeah, abonge sasa kwa.
Busokselewe.
Busokselewe.
Kote abonge nzima mukushanlo.
Mukushanlo sasa kwa chikawan. Kwa chikese.
Ano sabo ngakulwa ngano sikuseti mchana.
Alright, thanks.
Thank you.
Very marvelous. So this young man Bongani Dube, not related to me obviously, but he's one of the Dubes. So he says he went on his own to a vaccination center in the central business district of Lawai, because in Tshabalala is very congested. There are so many people looking for vaccines. And so he says he decided just to go to the CPD to get his first dose. And he says he didn't feel anything when he got the dose, and they told him to return after a month. And he says, you know, this disease is really wreaking havoc in Bulawayo. So he says he's trying to protect himself and other people.
Ai wapo tiri kunzwa kubva kune mumwe murume ari kuBulawayo akataura iye zvaitikawo kwaari muzuva ranhasi apo aenda kunotora nhomba yake yekutanga atiye amboedza kuti aende pakati peguta reHarare sezvo kune dzimwe nzvimbo kwakwakazarisa kuine mitsetse yakareba. Saka ati akamirira kuti azotora nhomba yake yechipiri kwapera mwedzi. Asi ari kuti iye hapana ake zvaanzwa zvinonyanyorwadza. Haana marwadza anawo mushure mekutora nhomba yake yeCOVID-19 yekutanga nhasi.
And we've got another lady that went for the vaccination. So let's listen to what she told Ezra Chisaspanda in Bulawayo as well. So we are happy that Ezra was going around, you know, talking to so many people.
Come on, Janda. So you could answer the two as we move by such.
When
you put a vanity in now, Kulumala.
I want to be very sure. So the two people would see last night.
Never passing like that at Apamunja.
I would have social distancing, then I would have sanitizing. No more.
Won't get the Catalan Dokuma the moon.
I wouldn't talk for the money. I'm buying a bike from my mask.
So there you are, marvelous. This lady is actually saying that she has been vaccinated. You know, she got the first and second doses. And she's saying that, you know, she didn't have any kind of side effects. But she's worried. She says she's been reading and hearing a lot about being vaccinated and dying after 2 years. Because she says, she's been reading all this and seeing all these kind of things, but doctors are actually dispelling those kind of rumors or allegations. So she's very worried, like many other people. And during funerals, what this lady said was that she's always wearing a mask and practices social distancing, because she knows that those are super spreaders in terms of COVID-19. And she says people basically are either panicking or confused about COVID-19 in Zimbabwe right now. Because so many people are dying, so many people are getting sick and all those kind of things. And then she says, in those or buses, there's chaos. You know, she says, people just wear their masks the way they feel like doing it. There's no social distancing and all those kind of things. So go ahead, Marvelous.
I wapo chukunzwa kubva kune mumwe mudzimai ari kutaura iye kuti anga achangobva kubayiwa nhumba yake yechipiri uye zvari kutaura iye kuti anoziva kuti vazhinji pari zvino denda recovid 19 riri kuwanikwa kunzvimbo dzinenge dzakazara vanhu asi nzvimbo dzakadai sekunenge kwashayika vanhu kundufu asi ataura zvakare iye kuti anoona padandemutande fake news inenge ichitaurwa nevanhu kuti kana wabayiwa unogona kuzoshaya kwapera makore maviri nezvimwewo asi vana chiremba vari kutaura ivo kuti kwete musawanikwe muchitora zvinonyorwa ipapa dandemutande taurai navana mazvikokota ezveutano nekuti nyaya iyi yekubayiwa nhomba yecovid 19 inobatsira mukuti kana uchinge wazowanikwa uchibatwa nedenda iri harizonyanya kukudzimbira uyezve hauzosangana nendufu saka ndozvazvi kutaurawo sisava vachitaura ivo kuti ehe vari kutya mbijana nenyaya yezvavanoverenga vachiona padandemutande rewhatsapp nezvimwewo zvinotumirwa nevanhu asi vana chiremba nenyanzvi dzezveutano dziri kuti musateerere nyaya dzamunoona padandemutande taurai nevana mazvikokota kana kuti madokta enyu pamusoro penyaya iyo yekubayiwa nhomba yecovid 19 kwete kuti muteerere fake news inowanikwa iyo ichitenderera padandemutande.
Yes, now we're joined by Mr. Michael Ndweni. Michael Ndweni is the chairperson of the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. Mr. Ndweni, welcome to the show, sir.
Yeah, well, thank you, Mr. Dube. Banja Navara Lela Babugiel.
Hi, Chapila Kulugi. So tell us a bit about what's going on in Bulawayo. We see that many people are going for vaccinations, some people are dying, and some people, you know, are really getting confused about what's going on. So tell us a bit about this.
Yeah. Just to correct something, I'm not the chairperson. I'm the director of the organization. The chairperson,
okay.
Which has the board. Yes.
Sorry for that. Yes.
Today I met around the CPD. I saw people in queues. Waiting to get their jabs. So people are actually coming in numbers. I saw quite long queues, which demonstrated that people are beginning to have confidence into the vaccination exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, say Tolimbiko kuti abantu bayafa. Ama numbers ebekhwele kakhulu emalangeni ambalwa nje ayedluleyo. Asengani ayehla kancane izolo kodwa ukufa komuntu oyedwa lakho vele akusonto esingayithakazelela. So yikho okungani kule concern ukuthi hayi i-virus ibisifuna ukubheda sivile. Sithemba ukuthi abantu bazalandela izinqumo zenezo ezikhona zokuthi behlise or to try and observe these who are recommended protocols so that we reduce the spread of the virus. Yikho sekunakanela ukuthi abantu bengakwenza khona lokhu ngxenye.
And vendors are hard hit by the virus, right? So what's going on in terms of vendors and traders?
I'm not sure whether they are the hardest hit, but the fact that in our view they are the frontline service providers because they anchor the economy. I think we all know that based on the IMF report, there are about 60-70% of our GDP comes from the informal economy. So it speaks volumes in terms of their contribution to the economy. So therefore, that is why then we lobbied the government and advocated that they should be given the priority in terms of the vaccination exercise. And you saw a few days ago, there was a specific program that was targeting informal traders. So in our view, we think that that was very important and it was a good response from the government, from our call. So as far as we are concerned, we don't think that the hardest hit, but actually they are more at risk to get the virus. And I must also state that from our membership, really, we want to celebrate for now that we have not documented any case from our membership, from our network, now save life from COVID, which means that our members are trying their level best, I think, to abide by the protocols, which we think is a good thing that other citizens must try to emulate. We have been very, very vigorous in terms of trying to push our traders to make sure that when they are trading in marketplaces, they observe these protocols, and we are seeing the benefits of doing this. So in that time, I would say, amalunga ethu sibilasika tholi a fatality report. Siyambonga umlimi Mr. Sibonga namathathers bazama by all means ukuthi bazivikele emkhuhlaneni lo.
Mhm. Marvelous.
We saw that there was a program to vaccinate the vendors in Bulawayo. How successful was that program for you? And were there enough vaccinations specifically for the vendors?
Yes. As far as we're concerned, we noted that traders went in numbers to access the vaccine. Why do we say so? We say so because if they were not licensed, they were coming to us, asking us to at least help them with letters that they are traders, and then take those letters to the centers for them to get the jab. So we saw at least a massive response as far as we're concerned. And the fact that a few days after the vaccine was then opened for the general public, we felt that a lot of traders really responded from our network, which is a good thing. Of course, maybe some were still like, I think when I was coming here, I heard you're talking about the fake news, misinformation. There are some, of course, who are still hesitant to get the vaccine because of what you're saying, Marvelous, that there is a word that people are going to die in the next 2 years. And we have been asking people to say, for those who believe in the Bible, we know that the Bible says, I want to put you some only, but it's not the vaccine. I don't think that the vaccine is like fire. So we feel that that is a lie, and that is being pushed by prophets of doom. As far as we're concerned, and also advice for can reduce the fatalities and also the severity of the disease in one's body. So this is what we are going with, and we think that traders are hitting the call as far as we're concerned. Like, but of course, I said there'll be a few here and there who will always believe such misinformation, such fake news.
Yeah.
Yebo ngiyabonga. Bengisithina abantu baphumile ngobuningi besiyathola ijekiseni le eyokulisana lomkhuhlane nalo nje ohlasele umhlaba wonke iCOVID-19. Ikakhulu amalunga ethu abazisebenzayo abaningi baphumile, sithola izincwadi, sithole kade becela izincwadi zokuthi bacele bancediswe uze labo bathole amajekiseni kade bengalama license okuthengisa. Bekusitshengisa ukuthi abaningi bazama ukuthi baphendule umkhankaso lo bahambe bayehlatshwa. Kuyinto enhle kakhulu eyenziwe ngamalunga ethu. Kodwa ke kukhona ke imbiko yamanga kadibhodabhoda, kumbe lokhu ibhodabhoda ethi yona abantu bazakufa eminyakeni emibili ezayo, kukhunywa lapha futhi ngomsakazi. Kodwa thina siyala sithi thina nxa sikhangela ivini ezokholo, sithi thina ebhayibhilini kuthiwa abantu bazabhukiswa ngomlilo ngomnakano ivaccine yasomlilo. So ngamanga nje akhulunywa ngabantu abangazilutho, abaprofiti bamanga abatshela abantu amanga. Sithini ebantwini, asithembeni abazempilakahle abavele besikhangele abakwaziyo ukuthi emzimbeni kwenzakalani, silandele abasitshela khona siyethola ijekiseni ukuze sisizakale ukulwa lomkhuhlane lo emzimbeni yethu. Yimbiko esilawo akunye lokhu nje ngabantu abazikhulumelayo abathanda nje ukuthi enxa babukwe ngendaba zamanga, lokuthi nje abantu labo badanzelele kakhulu ebulenjini lapha ukubhiliva ukukholelwa izinto ezingaqondakali. Ngathi kanti zama ukutsho ngesilungu science.
And your last word before leaving, because you're going to be here for a short time.
Yes, last word yethu ngokuthi abantu kabahambe bayehlatshwa ijekiseni, ngoba nxa singahlatshwanga siba sengozini yokuthi okokuqala, njengoba sisho izimpela kahle ukuthi ngoba le jekiseni kuba ngconywana nxa usithi wahlaselwa umntana, nakufani lomuntu ozihambelayo. Kodwa-ke okunye futhi okumqokayo ukuthi nxa sizwe ngci singasebenzi, ngokunjalo sina kana ukuthi sina abantu abahlatshwe ukuze kuvuleke siyabona ngamanye amazwe vanise ukufuna ukuvuleka kancane imnotho sikani siqala kuyaphambili ngokunjalo abantu abayehlatshwa kwenzela ukuthi sehlise amathuba ukuthi sivalelwe singasebenzi vele sizazi ukuthi umkhono wethu ona vele ngabantu abazisebenzayo nxa kungavalwa kuzaba nobunzima ukuthi sithole ukudla kuzaba nobunzima sithole imali zokuthenga imithi lokubhadala izimali zokurenta lokunye okuningi esikudingayo esikuthola ngemali zokuzisebenza. So this is our message keeps that people should actually go and get vaccinated because for us it is the only logical way that can reduce the propensity of having a recurrent lockdowns. So we think that if more people actually are vaccinated, then we achieve herd immunity, then therefore we will see maybe the government even relaxing the conditions, and of course going to try to maybe abide by the protocols here and there. But we think that it will help people to at least continue working, since our economy is predicated on the formal economy and everyone works to eat eat what they kill. So that would be the only logical thing to do, to get vaccinated, so continue working, getting money to buy food, getting money to buy access to medical health, among other things. So that's our very clear message, that let's not believe a prophecy of doom. Let's get the vaccine and achieve 30 minutes. This is our message. Thank you, Mr. Duane.
Thank you so much, Mr. Duane, for coming here for a short time, but very informative indeed. Thank you so much, sir.
Yep. Siyabonga. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay, bye-bye. So that was Mr. Michael Duane. So basically, coming to these issues of vaccines, Mr. Manyengabana, briefly, are you hearing anything to do with this kind of fake news, you know, in Japan and all these kind of things?
Not in vaccines. I think the media is quite good at that in terms of spreading the good news. I think they just are encouraging people to be vaccinated. I think you find that it's quite a very low percentage of population that have been vaccinated. So the government is trying by all means to accelerate the vaccinations. But the good news about it is that people are just being encouraged to be vaccinated and to say it's a good thing to be vaccinated because it will protect you. You're not going to be, even if you test positive, even if you contact the disease, it's not going to be critical. You won't end up maybe going to hospital.
Marvelous.
Muri ikoko hurumende yeJapan iri kubvuma here kuti vanhu vawanikwe vachidaiwa nhomba tomboti wasvika imomo usina kudaiwa vaccine iyi zvinofamba sei?
Iyoyo handingakwanisi kukutsanangurira nekuti vazhinji vari kuuya vanenge vakabayiwa kare. Ndo zvavari kunyanya kukurudzirwa izvozvo nekuti sezvakakosha nenyaya yekuti paunonge uchifamba unosangana nevanhu vakawanda wanda mundege pamaairports paunonge uchifamba ipapo. Saka vari kutoita zvizvo zviri zvekukurudzira zvakanyanyisa kuti unofanira kuuya wabayiwa. Saka handisati ndasangana hangu nemunhu asati abayiwa, especially ari kuuya kumaolympics. It was really chinhu chakakurudzirwa chekuti zvona munhu wese anofanira kuuya afanira kukabayiwa.
So opening ceremony yemaolympics ichatanga rini? Uyezve sekuudzwa kwatikuita kunenge kusina vanhu vachange vari kungotaridza padande mutande here kana zviri kufamba sei?
Vari kutaridza padande ichatanga mazuva mana ari kuteera. Zvavandiri kuita ndezvekuti vari kuita inonzi virtual reality yekuti izvona vese vanenge vachida kuti vazongobudawo vachiomberera nekuona zviri kuitika munoolympics iyoyo. Nguva yacho yasvika, munozongo mapicha enyu anotorwa muchiona muri kumagwaro nemuchipemberera muchiona zvemunhu nyika dzenyu dzichipfuura dzichiratidza kuti dzauya kumaolympics. Saka munonge uchida virtual registration mopemberera nyika dzenyu kupfuuridza madande mutandeni.
Then hold on one second, we are coming back to you shortly. Let's just talk about briefly about Zuma. You know, the former South African president was in court today following several days of deadly riots linked to his imprisonment in a separate case. So today this is a very, very different case altogether. So Zuma actually appeared virtually and is facing multiple counts of corruption, fraud and racketeering relating to a 1999 arms deal. So we all remember what happened when Zuma was locked up. So just briefly, let's just have a glance on what happened today.
Court and the right, more importantly, the right to be present when being tried is at stake here. Now, the way we would like to approach it, my lord, is assuming everyone accepts that those rights are limited to some extent by the current process, then the answer will be, is there any legal basis for limiting or violating those rights in the context in particular of a criminal trial?
So there you are, Marvelous. This is the time when Zuma is actually facing all those charges, you know, corruption, fraud, racketeering and so forth. And, you know, remember he was the president of South Africa. So it's really amazing to see him, you know, appearing there, you know, from his prison cell or somewhere imprisoned.
I think it's going to be interesting to just watch how it's going to be received by the South African public following what we saw, the protests that happened, the looting that happened. So it will be interesting to watch this week and see what's going to happen in South Africa.
Yes, and talking about Olympic Games, you know, Mr. Manyagavan, so we see that there are so many countries that are participating. Give us just a rundown of how many countries are taking place in the Olympics, and we know these are the 2020 Olympic Games instead of 2021, because the 2020 Olympics were actually postponed. So just give us a rundown of all those kind of things.
So far, I think the records are not clear yet, but the country that announced that they were not going to be participating was North Korea. This is the one country that is more well known that they said they were not coming. The other countries were still contemplating. I think the numbers will be known by the time there's the opening ceremony. But it looks like most of the countries, they are, because they feel that the organizers did quite a good job in terms of making sure everybody is vaccinated and to also assure them that there's going to be a thorough screening and monitoring of everybody that is there. So, like I said, the only one that is confirmed is North Korea. The rest of the countries, it looks like they won't be attending.
And Zimbabwe is sending, sent some athletes as well. Give us your take on what's going on with the Zimbabwean team.
I also hear from the media that there are, I think, five or six that are coming to participate and also accompanied by the delegates. Well, I think as a country, we were expecting more to participate, but obviously maybe some they didn't surpass the because they are timed, the timing, they didn't overcome that. But we do have five, but I'm thinking that for a population of 13 million, only to be represented by five people in such a big tournament, I think the government and sports organizers don't need to do more.
Yes, Marvelous.
Parish, you know, Zimbabwe, Iruku, Tansiroku, Yaikoko, Kunenika, Zagadaisi, South Africa. The people in Zimbabwe, Zim Africa, Zamgatini, Munona, Chiso, Buda, Shaganaka, Pama, Olympics, Papa.
Nigeria, Watambi wakati wande, Vanengo, Arifon, Rafunga, Nigeria. Ne Ivory Coast, Cote d'Ivoire, in terms of the Inozikana Neva Pani, Bakati one day. Nezimenika Zabusoro, Kwe Africa, Zinosangan Sarawana, Egypt, Morocco, no Tunisia, Vane, Vatambo Kati one day, Wanoneko Aripo Jakari, Kozoya, Kenya, Inozikana Nembiri, Neva Tambi, Vano Manya Shakanyanya Shkuru, and Ethiopia, Ne Uganda. East Africa, South Africa, Samata Ramaita, Inno, Negati Miramira, Nebotswana Zatari, Inewa, Mamani, Waka, Bo, Tombiri, Nemkurumbira Mazoa Perai, Sandrino, Wakawanda, Wachata Serapona, Kuyankevan, Okati, O Watandua, Watatu, on a Botswana, on a Quasso Cookies Zakari.
Ngawone, Zimbabwe, she is the Mudamindu. tinoona kuti vane vakuita zvekuti huina nezvimwewo tingaone Zimbabwe ichisimudzawo menduruere.
Senyika yedu tinonga tichivasapota, tinotarisa kuti vachaitawo zvavanoita. Ndofunga dambudziko rinenge rinoitika muZimbabwe nderekuti vatambiwo tinenge vanenge vachikukidza hativaoniwo vachikukidza kana vari kunyika dzavo o kunyika dzavari kukukidza vari. Saka tozongoona ipapo kwavanenge vachikukidza. Asi tinongonge tichiombera maoko tichingonamata nekutarisira kuti zvinoita zvakanaka.
Muchawana mukana wokutaura here nevatambi ava muriko?
Parizvino hatisati taona mukana iwo semataura anamboita kuti nenyaya yeCovid iyi varoda kuedza zvakanyanyisisa kuti vatambi vaende kure nevamwe vanhu vese nenyaya yekuti zvona vanosvika kuzotapurirana. Saka vanenge vachizonge vachitaura nawo vatorive nawo pavanenge vachitozi kana vakarejestwa kuti vadi vatora kana even kutotorwa mapicture chaiwo nevatambi ukaona mutambi ene wanonga waona kaona unoziva hazvisi kubvumiswa izvozvo. Asi kaona mukana izvozvo iwo kutaura nawo aiwa tinomhanya tikataura nawo.
So what exactly do you do, you know, in the Olympics services?
I'm an engineer, so I'm into technical. So in terms of the pictures and the sound, I'm behind the scenes, making sure the cameras are working fine and make sure all the machines are okay. Then that will assure everyone that wants to watch world over that the pictures are all good and they are enjoying the games.
And I'm sure everybody is waiting for your pictures, for your videos, you know, and all those kind of things. How long does it take you to prepare for this kind of big theater, you know?
It takes quite a long time. I think there are actually different departments that work to organize this. But otherwise, the first team actually that arrives, it arrives a year before. They are the ones that do the scouting. They are the ones that start organizing the places, the venues, and all the infrastructure that is needed. And then on my part, then there's another delegation that will come 6 months before. And in my part, it took us 2 months. We came here 2 months prior to the start of the tournament, because it was quite a thorough checking of quite a lot of equipment, a lot of cables, so that when we don't have an excuse when the competition starts, we know that when it starts, everything is ready.
So we can say, on your marks, get set, ready, go, right?
That's right. Yes, we can say that comfortably.
Tinoona zvakare kuti gore rino muchange makatonyanyodzamirwa nekuti zvakawanda zviri kuitirwa padandemutande. Saka makagadzirira here?
Hongu takagadzirira. I think ndoimwe nzvimbo yetinoda kungoona kuti nemaitiro aita COVID aya, I think zvakawanda zvekuti maitirwo anenge achiita mutambo kana business kana basa akutochinja. Tichida tisingadi ndoko akuendawo yetingati technology pachoo.
Thank you so much.
Ndatogadzirira, yes. Ndakagadzirira zvikuru.
Thank you so much. Our time is out. If there was extra time, we're going to do that. We're going to add another 3 minutes or 16 minutes. I still remember when Dynamos played against Highlanders. There was 16 minutes extra time, but unfortunately we can't have it here. Thank you so much, Mr. Atwe Nyengabana, yes, of the Olympic Services. Mr. Michael Mlandla Ndweni of the Bulawayo Traders and Vendors Association. And we thank Ezra Jesus Banda in Bulawayo. Marvelous. He did a very marvelous job. So this is Gibbs Dube in Maryland saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanganya in Washington, D.C. Let's talk to you today.
Good night. Bye-bye.